今天要读的经文是《使徒行传》第一章六到十一节。于是聚集的时候，他们就问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国是否在这时候呢？”耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候和日期，不是你们可以知道的。不过圣灵到你们的时候，你们将得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、在犹太和撒玛利亚全地，直到地极，做我的见证人。”说了这些话，耶稣就在他们的注视中被接升天。有一朵云彩把他接去，他们就看不见他了。正当耶稣离去，他们注目望天的时候，忽然有两个身穿白衣的人站在他们旁边，说：“各位加利利人啊，你们为什么站在这里望着天呢？这位从你们中被接到天上去的耶稣，将来也要这样回来，就像你们看到他升天这样。”这是主的话语。
Well, good morning, Joe-san, and 你好。
大家早。
Well, thank you for having me here.
很高兴在我们中间分享神的讯息。
Our text says we will receive power.
那我们的刚刚经文讲到说你要得着能力。
I've had a very interesting time being stronger and having more power.
我曾经有一段时间很有趣的时间，我变得更强壮，更有能力。
I only dated one girl who is now my wife.
我曾经跟一个女孩子约会，她现在是我的太太。
So as I was dating my lovely wife Sarah, I would go to the gym to try to impress her.
那当我跟我太太她约会的时候呢，我会去健身房去运动，让她对我的印象良好。
I would pump iron and I would run on the treadmill.
我会举重练哑铃，然后我会在跑步机上面跑步。
But I wouldn't just start running on the treadmill.
但是我一开始并不是在跑步机上就开始跑。
I would be one of those people who would match the runner beside me.
我是那种人呢，我会看着旁边人跑多快，我就想要跟他一样快。
So I would peek to see how fast the runner is going beside me.
所以我看着旁边，偷看他旁边，他到底跑多快。
I would then start with a brisk walk and start running.
那我一开始快走，然后接着开始跑。
Of course, I would match the speed of the person running beside me.
当然，我要赶上那旁边那人的速度。
The problem was I was getting tired and the person beside me was still running.
那问题就是说我已经很累了，可旁边那个人还不累。
So I just pretended that my running session was over and then I powered down.
所以我就假装说我跑步的时间已经结束了，然后我就慢慢的缓和下来。
And then I just pretended that I needed to do more weights.
所以我就假装说我要去举重了。
So my ambition to become stronger and more fit worked.
那我这个野心呢，想要更强壮、更有能力，这个野心呢，真的是有效的哦。
Sarah said yes after 5 days, years of dating.
那我在跟我老太太那个约会五年以后，她终于说我愿意。
Now to give you an update, my desire to be stronger and more powerful has grown less and less with every child born. I have 3 children.
那我想给大家一个更新的消息，那随着我这个野心呢，随着我的孩子出生呢，我有三个孩子，这个野心已经越来越小了。
For those of you who have children, you can relate that we don't have time to do anything anymore.
那如果在座当中在座当中有孩子就会知道我的苦处，因为我们没有时间做自己的要做的事情。
I used to run on the treadmill and watch Canucks games, but now I just watch Canucks highlights on the couch.
那我以前呢是坐在是一边那个在跑步呢，一边看着家人队的冰球比赛。我现在是坐在沙发上看着家人队的精彩重播。
I traded in my golf clubs for steak knives, forks, and chopsticks.
那我用我的高尔夫球球杆呢换来的是牛排的刀，还有叉子和筷子。
I used to pump iron, but now I just pump air in my family's bikes.
我以前是要举重，我现在只有举我们家人的脚踏车。
In our text, Acts 1:6-11, Jesus gives his last words before leaving earth.
在我们今天的经文里面，《使徒行传》一章六到十一节，他讲到耶稣升天前的最后一番话。
Including you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
他讲到说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就会得着能力。
Just to give you some background, this is probably the Mount of Olives.
那我想给大家一点背景介绍，这可能是在橄榄山上。
Jesus is with his disciples, and the disciples had been thinking about the coming of the Spirit.
耶稣他是跟门徒在一起，那门徒他们一直想着说圣灵再来的事情。
They remembered that the prophet Joel spoke of the outpouring of the Spirit in connection with the Messiah's glorious reign.
他们记得先知约珥提过说圣灵浇灌这个事情是跟弥赛亚他的光荣统治是有相关联的。
So the disciples concluded that the Lord would set up his kingdom soon.
那说他们门徒他们结论就是说弥赛亚他很快会建立他的国度。
They expected Christ to set up his literal earthly kingdom immediately.
他们期盼基督能够马上建立地上的国度。
Having suppressed their curiosity, Christ turned their attention to the nature and sphere of their mission.
那耶稣一直压抑了他们的好奇心，接着基督把他们的注意转向了他们的使命。
They must receive power, the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们必须得着能力，就是圣灵的能力。
Originally, this is meant to mean a power for witnessing, a holy boldness for preaching the gospel.
那一开始这个能力意思是说为能够做见证的能力，就是能够大胆传讲神的讯息。
The Holy Spirit is so much more.
但是圣灵不止如此。
He came into our lives when we accepted Jesus.
当我们接受耶稣的时候，圣灵就住到我们生命里面。
When we surrendered our lives to Christ, we gave God and the Spirit full reign in our lives.
当我们降服在基督的面前的时候，我们把我们的生命的统治权给了神和圣灵。
Dwight L. Moody was a great evangelist.
那穆迪是一个很有名的一个神学家。
And he was thought to have led 1 million people to Christ.
他带领上百万的人认识耶稣基督。
And he says this.You might as well try to hear without ears or breathe without lungs as to try to live a Christian life without the Spirit of God.
他说，至于试着那些试着想要在他们身里面过着没有神的灵同在的那些基督徒生活的人，你不妨试试，不用耳朵听，不用肺来呼吸。
The Spirit of God in your heart.
我们需要神的灵在我们生命里面。
So with the Spirit, we should take the same attitude of a rookie who played with.Michael Jordan.
那有圣灵同在的一个态度，我们拿那个跟迈克乔丹这个篮球选手一起打球的这个菜鸟当个例子。
Michael Jordan is probably the greatest basketball player in all of history.
那迈克乔丹可能是我们历史上最伟大的一个篮球选手。
He holds all-time records of 6 MVP awards and 10 scoring titles.
他曾经有六次得到了最有价值的球员和十次的得分王。
He earned the nicknames Air Jordan and His Airness.
他得到了一个绰号叫做飞人乔丹和空中球王。
So my dad gave me a pretty cool last name in Jordan.
那我爸爸给我一个很好的姓，就是乔丹。
So the rookie's name is Stacy King.
那这个菜鸟的名字叫 Stephen King.
During the 1990 season, King only started 6 games and averaged 15 minutes per game.
在1990年那个球季呢，金他只在先发只有六次，那每一次上场时间只有十五分钟。
One night during an overtime game against Cleveland, Jordan scored a career high 69 points.
那有一次在他们有比赛的时候，加长时间比赛的时候，那乔丹得到了生涯最高的得分记录69分。
Stacy King meanwhile scored one single free throw at the end of the game.
那金只有在最后的罚球的时候得进了一分。
After the playoff game, King said.Michael Jordan and I scored 70 points.
在那最后决赛最后的时候，金他这么说：今天迈克乔丹跟我们一起进了70分。
Stacy King knew he was in the presence of greatness.
那金他知道他与那最伟大的人同在。
We too are in the presence of greatness.
我们也是跟那最伟大的同在。
The Holy Spirit guides us and empowers us.
那圣灵他会指导我们，那赐给我们能力。
He sanctifies us, He comforts us, and He gives us joy.
他圣化我们，他安慰我们，他给我们喜乐。
So what is preventing you from having a spirit-filled life?
那有什么东西让你的生命不能够充满灵呢？
I believe it's sin, doubt, and a lack of faith.
我相信是你的罪和你的怀疑和没有信心。
At about 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, as many people were preparing to turn out their lights, the lights in the community hall,All went out by themselves.
那在一个星期六晚上十一点的时候，当大家准备要把灯关掉的时候，在这个社区里面，所有的灯突然间全部熄掉了。
It was a blackout and air conditioners quit running.
所以它整个黑暗，然后整所有的冷气都熄掉了。
And if you go to places like Malaysia, where I've been a few times, you need an air conditioner.
那如果你曾经去过马来西亚的话，我曾经去过几次，你非常需要有冷气。
So houses all over were without power.
所以所有的房子都没有能，都没有电力了。
It seems strange that this would happen on a night when there were no storms in the area.
很奇怪是说，在一个没有风雨的一个晚上，竟然这种事情会发生。
People wondered what had caused the power outage.
那人们就去怀疑说，到底是什么让这个电力断掉的呢？
As their homes grew warm in the July heat, and their patience grew thinner.
那人们在这炎热的七月里面，他们家里面的温度越来越高升，他们的耐心就越来越减少。
The power was off most of the night.
那天晚上呢，只有大部分时间天都是暗的。
And it was the next morning before anyone found out what had caused the problem.
那直到第二天早上，他们还在发现知道是什么原因。
A whole community had lost power for most of the night because a snake had gotten into the powerhouse.
那整个晚上几乎停电，是因为在他们发电所里面有一个蛇进去那个发电所。
If we experience a Christian life that is ineffective and without power, the problem is not that our God lacks power.
如果我们一个基督徒生命，我们是没有果效的话，没有能力的话，并不是因为我们的神没有能力。
The problem may be a snake in the powerhouse, something in our lives.Some debilitating sin that does not belong in the life of a Christian.
可是我们生命里面的发电所就是蛇进去了，就是说我们生命里面有一些罪，一些不属于基督徒生命，一些罪进入我们生命里面。
We must be careful what we allow to creep into our lives.
我们必须要小心让这些东西慢慢爬进我们生命里面。
Maybe you're here today and you have unconfessed sin.
或许今天早上你在这里，你有些隐而未现的罪。
You need to confess it to God and let the Spirit of God fill your lives.
你要向神的面前的认罪，让圣灵充满你的心。
Our journey is not easy.
我们生命的旅程并不简单。
It comes with confession and repentance.
它伴随着认罪和悔改。
The road to success is not straight.
那至圣之道并不是很笔直的。
There is a curve called failure.
有一个弯道叫做失败
，a loop called confusion，
有一个圈圈叫做迷惘
，speed bumps called friends，
有个减速的道路叫做朋友
，red lights called enemies，
那红灯就是我们的敌人
，caution lights called family，
警告灯就是我们的家人
，you will have flats sometimes called jobs，
那有时候你的轮胎泄气了要换胎，这就是工作。
But if you have a spare called determination,
但是如果你有决心当你的备胎
an engine called perseverance,
如果你有坚韧当你的引擎
insurance called faith,
如果你有信心当你的保险
a driver called Jesus,
如果你耶稣当你的司机
you will make it to a place called success.
你就会一直一路到那个地方叫做成功。
So in conclusion, let God work in your life.
最后做总结，就是让神统管你的生命。
Accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your lives.
接受耶稣当你的主，当你的生命的救主。
And power up with the Spirit who guides you, sanctifies you, comforts you, and gives you joy.
借着圣灵加添力量，因为圣灵能够指引、圣化、安慰，并带给你喜乐。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control.
那圣灵的果子就是喜乐、和平、忍耐、爱心、温柔和节制。
We have the outstanding opportunity to live with goodness and righteousness.
我们一个绝佳的机会能够看良善和公义生活在一起。
To God be the glory.
愿神得到一切的荣耀。
Let's now sing the hymn, Spirit of the Living God, and I encourage you to sing it like a prayer to God.
那最后我们用这首歌叫《求永生真神的灵》，愿它成为我们的祷告。
Thank you, Pastor Lee.
谢谢。
Would you please stand as we sing together, Spirit of the Living God, and may this be our prayer.